Listen now to some short news stories from around the world. On this track, the extraordinary police dog worrying a Colombian drug cartel, Donald Trump's new Space Force, and the art installation that made a lasting impression on one gallery visitor, though not in the way the artist intended.
Dog in danger, Colombia. A police sniffer dog in Colombia has proved so good at her job that a notorious drug cartel has offered to pay $70,000 to anyone who kills her. Over the past few years, Sombra's exceptional nose has helped find 9 tons of cocaine, leading to at least 245 arrests. Not surprisingly, however, the 6-year-old German Shepherd's talents have not made her too popular with the local Jurabenos drug cartel. The gang put the bounty on Sombra's head after she uncovered a massive shipment of their cocaine earlier this year at the port of Turbo. She has now been transferred to a location outside their territory and given police protection.
Opioid Hope, USA. Scientists in America believe they have developed a non-addictive painkiller that may offer hope in the fight against the opioid crisis. Opioids such as morphine, oxycodone, and fentanyl are great pain relievers, but they can also be very addictive. In the United States alone, some 64,000 people died after overdoses in 2016. The new compound, called AT-121, has a dual action. First, it works on the same pain-blocking group of receptors in the brain as conventional drugs. But it also targets another group of receptors that blocks the addiction-forming response. So far, the drug has been tested on monkeys. If it passes more safety tests, human trials could begin soon.
Toxic air reduces intelligence, China. Air pollution is already known to cause health problems. A big problem, as 95% of the global population breathe toxic air. Now, new research conducted in China reveals that it also causes a reduction in intelligence. The study found that the average impact of living in polluted areas such as Beijing was equivalent to losing 1 year of education. It also confirms previous studies that high levels of pollution have a short-term impact on intelligence, meaning students may perform worse if they take important exams on polluted days.
Hail Caesar, the Netherlands.
Scientists have recreated what Roman Emperor Julius Caesar looked like, and it seems that he looked a lot like the alien E.T., with a strangely shaped head. So, he has a crazy bulge on his head. Dutch anthropologist Maya de Holesse told Belgian newspaper HLN. This, she explained, was probably caused by a difficult birth. The reconstruction was made using 3D scans of 2 ancient marble busts of Caesar, as well as portraits taken from Roman coins and a new book about the legendary general.
Trump boosts book sales, USA. Booksellers can thank President Trump for a great year. The website Quartz reports that print sales for the first half of 2018 rose by 4% compared to the same period in 2017. Michael Wolff's biography of Trump, Fire and Fury, and A Higher Loyalty by ex-FBI Director James Comey are behind much of that growth. The recently released Fear, Trump in the White House by Bob Woodward is also certain to be a top seller.
Art Attack, Portugal. Most artists want their work to make an impact on visitors, The Times says, but an installation by British sculptor Anish Kapoor has left one man needing hospital treatment. The incident happened after a man fell into Descent into Limbo. The very dark 2.5-meter hole in the center of the floor inside a concrete block is part of a major show of the artist's work in Portugal. It is possible that the victim thought that the hole was simply a big black circle painted on the floor, especially as Kapoor is reputed for his use of very dark pigments. Unfortunately for this art fan, the hole was very real.
Trump's new Space Force, USA. Has space become a hostile environment? It would seem so. Just months after China said it was confident that it would have its own space station operating by 2022, the Trump administration has announced plans to create a new military space force. Outlining the plans, US Vice President Mike Pence said, "The space environment has fundamentally changed in the last generation. What was once peaceful and uncontested is now crowded and adversarial." If the plans are approved by Congress, the new Space Force would form the sixth branch of the US military, with a budget of $8 billion over 5 years.
China's war on Winnie. China. There's one country that won't be showing Christopher Robin, Disney's new Winnie the Pooh film, this month. China. Government censors haven't given a reason for the ban, but it could be because President Xi Jinping has been continually mocked for his resemblance to the tubby bear on social media. Jokers swap pictures of Pooh and his friends with images of Mr. Xi with foreign leaders.
Medical school scandal, Tokyo, Japan. A Japanese medical school has admitted to manipulating entrance exams results to exclude women. Since 2006, officials from Tokyo Medical University systematically mark down female applicant scores to keep the ratio of women in class to less than 30%. An investigation found that the school had wanted fewer women doctors because it believed they would shorten their careers by having children. The scandal is an embarrassment to Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who has made it a priority to change the traditional Japanese view that women should stay at home while men work.